La la la. I have a very important announcement to make. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the following counties: Middlesex, New Jersey, and Monmouth, New Jersey, effective until 7:24 in the evening. Thank you.
Very good.
Thanks.
Don't forget to log it.
It's probably not going to happen.
It has to.
It's 6:05 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle. Oh, you're still Franny.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Loving it.
Tonight's topic is snakes.
It's very exciting. You can call us at 201-209-9368. We'd love to hear your snake stories on this rainy Friday afternoon. Evening. Early evening? What are you looking at? A map? Oh, it's from 7 second delay. That's when they were trying to get someone to call from every single state when they were promoting.
How'd that go?
I don't know how far they got. I only listened to a little
bit. It looks like they got about 7 of them.
Let's beat them. What are they missing that's a good state that we can get a call from? It was to promote the Kickstarter campaign. So everyone, we're going to have a billboard on Route 80, I think it is. I
thought it was Route 208.
Route 208. Go to WFMU.org and check it out. We're very close to meeting the Kickstarter goal, and it'd be so cool to have a billboard with Charles Manson on it on the freeway.
Wait.
What?
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is snakes, but if I get one dude calling and trying to talk about his wang,
no.
I'm hanging up!
Absolutely not.
Perverts.
I don't need
it. I know it's going to happen.
It probably will.
I got a big snake for you. Have a good one.
It's got poison.
Why would they say it's got poison?
Like sperm.
Oh, that's not poison. Oh, what's that? A little weird snort. How fun are you going to be today?
I am so fun! 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us your snake stories. You can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
Nice.
People are mad at me because I misrepresented the name of the county Monmouth. It was on purpose.
How mad could they possibly be?
Relax, everyone.
Oh,
jeez, these liberals.
Someone sent us flowers.
But we don't know who it is.
But we don't know who because there was no card, so thank you to whoever it was. Not sure what the occasion
was. It's Route 280.
280. It's going to be so cool to have a billboard.
One time, my sister had these pet snakes.
She has a lot of weird pets.
All of my snake stories are about my sister.
Yeah.
She had these two pet snakes, and when they shed, if you put them in water, it helps them.
What was their names?
I don't know. So she put them outside in a fish tank in water, but little Janine forgot. By the way, she was a grown-up at this point in her life. It wasn't little Janine. She forgot that snakes take on the temperature of whatever they're in, and when the sun hit high noon and the snakes were in the Miami, Florida sun in the water,
she boiled them alive.
Yep.
She boiled them alive.
I am not making this story up.
How old were you?
I was a teenager, so she's how old is she? She's like 5 years older than me.
That is so sad. What kind of snakes were they?
A rainbow boa.
A rainbow boa.
And I forgot what the other one was.
So a big snake.
Then another time, my brother had a snake when we were little, and it got loose in the house. And one day my mom was in our bathroom, and she was cleaning, and she didn't have her glasses on, and she thought it was a belt, so she went over and picked it up. And then another time...
Why do you have so many snakes?
Janine
stories?
Had different snakes, and she fell asleep drunk holding one. And I woke up to the sound of my mom screaming, and I go to the kitchen, and she's rocking in a rocking chair, just bawling like one of her kids died or something. And I say to Janine, "What'd you do to Mom?" And Janine's like, "The snake got loose, and she went to the bathroom, and when she came back to her bed, it was like coiled, wrapped around her headboard, and she freaked out." Snakes were gone the next day. Then later we found out Janine was drunk when she passed out holding it. She tried to act like the snake got out of its cage.
Oh, Janine. So many snake stories.
Then we had...
Oh, my God. Okay, we heard enough from you.
No, we had...
heard enough out of you.
My brother, the first time we had to feed the snake a mouse, he couldn't deal with...
Really?
With it. So we tried, and we put the mouse in there, and the thing was, like, trying to catch the mouse, but it was taking too long, and Juan was like, no, we gotta let the mouse go. So we let the mouse go. And then Kelly Flanagan across the street the next day told me that they found a little white mouse, and he was, like, dead in their backyard, so they buried him. But I never told her that it was my brother's little mouse that they let go.
How'd it die?
Well, he was injured.
Oh.
The snake had injured him.
Well, that's even worse of Juan to let him go if he was injured. 201-209-9368. We'd love to hear your snake stories tonight on Shut Up Weirdo.
Kay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Peter.
Hi, Peter.
You mean know-it-all?
Yeah. I have the greatest snake
I'm
in
sure,
the
yeah. I'm sure okay. It's the greatest.
Off to a great start.
Okay, here we go. When I was a kid, my family were on vacation. We're in Canada. And I find a garter snake in the grass at a hotel. Grabbed it. Got loose in the hotel. But anyway, we made it back to Buffalo and where some relatives lived. We stayed there. Then we came back to Glen Ridge, New Jersey, and put it in a tank, and it was a pet. Until I let it swim in the toilet to drink and swim. My brother went in the bathroom, didn't notice, flushed the snake down the toilet.
Would have been funnier if he sat on it and the snake bit him in the bum!
It gets better.
Oh.
A few months later.
It came out of the toilet!
My mother's in the shower. And the snake comes out of the overspill drain. So she looks, and so the head of the snake is like, with its tongue, comes out of the overspill. She says, I found the snake!
Bluff
I mean,
ball.
It had been living in the pipes down there. So we grabbed it and put it back in the tank, and then gave it to friends of the family who, their mother was allergic to fur, so they had pet snakes. And it lived happily ever after with other snakes until they went to college. And then they dumped all those snakes by the Glen, in Glen Ridge. And so it lived a happy life and was set free in the end. But what an adventurous story. They named that snake after our last name, Seymour the Snake. But what an adventure from Canada to living in the pipes.
I want a hairless cat.
To being flushed.
Being,
to seeing your mom naked.
Living in the pipes. What is it eating to stay alive?
Algae.
Huh?
What did it eat in there?
I don't know.
Moss.
The number
you think,
twos?
Okay, that snake's long gone. It was flushed. Months later, it had swum up like two flights and stuck its head out in the overspill drain.
Okay, cool story.
Cool story, huh?
Cool story, bro.
Okay,
cool
thanks.
Story, know-it-all.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. He told it twice. Like, why did he need to tell it twice? Once was enough. He, like, told it, and then he re-explained it.
Because he was waiting for us to be like, that's the best
greatest
snake
story.
I'm sorry, my sister boiling them alive is the best snake story ever.
I bet we'd get one to beat that.
One time she had an iguana, and she went outside with it, and it jumped off her hand and ran away in a tree.
She's got a lot of pets.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I mean...
Come on, that's funny.
It's so weird. 201-209-9368.
That iguana was like, hell no. Out of here.
I mean, they're all wild animals, and you know how I feel about caging wild animals.
Justin wants to know if we're going to sing Anaconda at the marathon.
No. I've already got my song picked out. You can join our comments community at WFMU.org and hitting the playlist and comments link.
201-209-9368. Snake stories.
Snake stories.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hey there. How are you tonight?
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Hey. Well, you have pressed one of Scott's fun buttons tonight.
Exciting.
You like snakes.
I want someone to press my fun button.
Someone's going to press mine.
Oh, all right, well.
I'll press yours, Michelle.
I don't want you to press mine.
Okay, well, let me know if you change your mind.
Okay, I will. If that was going to happen, it would have already happened.
I know.
Continue, Rooster.
you want to hear a snake story. Here it is. When Scott was living in Denver, he had a 10-foot python named Boots. And one day while he was at school, Boots slipped out of the screen door and was sunning himself on the sidewalk. And people were a little bit nervous.
A 10-foot python?
I like it that its name was Boots because he doesn't have any feet.
So anyway, Scott came home and there was Boots lying there. And Scott picked him up and brought him inside. And not too long later, he got a knock on the door. And he opened the door and there was a really cute chick wearing an animal services uniform. And she said, I hear you've got a really big snake. And Scott said, yes, I do. Come on in. Anyway, Boots didn't qualify quite big enough to be sent to the snake farm. And so, unfortunately, Snake got a death sentence and Scott got a citation for housing a dangerous animal.
Oh, Scott.
That's the story.
I like it.
Thanks for calling, Rooster.
You're welcome. You guys have a good one.
You too. Have a good one, Scott.
Have a good one.
Bye. Scott sent me another nice letter the other day.
I didn't get one.
I appreciate those letters.
Does he not send me them because I have a boyfriend now?
Wait. Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I'm wondering why I don't get any.
You wanted to announce it?
No, everyone knows. I'm just wondering why I don't get any.
I have a boyfriend.
Who?
No, I don't.
Just Ted says his name was Boots because that's what he was going to become.
Just Ted, that's dark for you. Who sent the flowers?
I don't know.
Mr. Johnny?
I don't know.
Thank you to whoever it was. We love gifts. 201-209-9368, Snake Stories, tonight on Shut Up Weirdo.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So I lost a snake, but I lost it at work.
Let's hear it. What happened?
Well, I brought him to work because he was really no fun at home. He didn't really do much. He or she, I never sexed the snake. I have no idea. So they were no fun.
They?
I brought him to work, and they were a lot of fun. But then it got lost, and then it got on the news. And then I thought I was going to get fired.
You didn't get fired? I would have fired you.
I didn't get fired. But they got lost at work, and people freaked out, and they wanted to, like, close the office for days.
What kind of job was it?
I worked for an internet search company.
Okay. Wait, but, like, snakes are harmless, right?
People are so terrified of them, though.
But, like, non-poisonous snakes are harmless.
But fear in the workplace of that kind is disruptive.
I'm just saying, though, they're... Okay.
But you're afraid of a lot of things that are harmless.
I'm not afraid of snakes.
Freaked out and then fall backwards, like, hit their head and sue.
Oh, like
liability issues.
Oh, that makes sense, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky you didn't get canned.
I didn't get canned, and then my wife actually found out about me from the news, or she heard about me when I told her the story. She's like, oh, you're that dude.
Oh, she didn't mean
And then she got turned
on,
right?
Well, I don't know. I would like to say that we were getting along at that point, but it was kind of hilarious.
I bet you were getting along.
Okay, have a good one, buddy.
Yeah, don't lose any snakes at the radio station because you never know what'll happen.
Wait, there was a crab here that got lost.
When? Whose crab
I don't know.
Was
Ken
it?
Told me this story about this crab.
Whose crab was it?
I don't know.
A hermit crab?
Some kind of crab.
They're cute.
But they're harmless.
All right. Have a good one.
Me too.
My feet are so wet.
They're going to be wetter on the way home.
I'm so wet. It was crazy. I got so wet today. What's wrong?
My burn's itchy.
Looks like a huge hickey.
It hurts.
Did you put Neosporin on it?
No, I put other stuff on it.
What?
I don't know.
Hydrogen peroxide?
No way.
Why?
It's because it's not infected.
He looks infected.
Your face looks infected.
What? Dude. That's mean.
I'm sorry.
My face
My feelings
looking...
were hurt.
Why?
And I clapped back.
Please don't. Tell me I'm beautiful.
You're gorgeous.
Tell me I'm a delicate and beautiful flower.
You're a wild animal who cannot be tamed.
I'm that too. I'm many a thing.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is snake stories. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Did you say something about New Mexico earlier?
Yeah, no. I said...
Oh, what did you say about New Mexico?
I said that it was... That on 7 seconds late, no one from New Mexico called.
It's one of my favorite states.
Oh, wow. That's where I'm calling from.
Oh, ha! We win!
We already beat them!
Yeah, there
Losers.
You go.
Losers.
The Chihuahuan Desert is where I'm calling from. Carlsbad.
Beautiful.
New Mexico. Yeah.
Lucky.
It is. It's awesome.
I bet there's snakes there.
We have, like, daily briefings at work about snakes.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
What are the briefings about?
Just to watch out for them when we're out doing our work.
What's your work?
What's your job?
I'm a trainman.
A what?
Conductor.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, and the snakes,
You sound young to be a conductor.
The snakes like to get up against the rail and the switches because it's warm. And so we tend to find them under the switches. And all along the tracks, there's snakes that people have killed and draped over fences. And
like hobos?
Like what, hobos?
Hobos drape them?
No, like employees working on the tracks, like other people out there.
Love me a good hobo.
Fixing the rail. So one time I was riding, an engine, and I was on the outside of the engine, and there was a rattlesnake. They're like ring-tailed rattlesnakes, and it was all coiled up. And it was like it was about to strike the engine. And it looked really strange. You heard this thing about rattlesnakes, the way they move. It's mm-hmm. almost like hypnotizing.
Yeah, they're
it's
so
It's like
cool.
this psychedelic thing.
They're really
going on.
Really
yeah.
cool.
So, I don't really have a specific story. There was a guy that got bit though, and he was in the hospital for like 2 weeks. So
Did someone have to dangerous. Suck the poison out of him?
I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how they went about it. It was a long suck because he was there for 2 weeks. So I don't know. But they give us snake. They give us like snake chaps, like snake guards, if we want to wear them. They're these goofy plastic.
If we ever come to New Mexico, will you give us a free ride on your train?
Yes.
Okay. Show us snakes.
Yes, we will go on a snake hunt.
Snakes on the train.
Definitely.
All right. Cool.
Cool. All right. Dig it. Well, thanks for being awesome.
Anytime. Right.
The show. Okay.
You're
Have
welcome.
Cool.
Peace. Have a good one.
He was sweet. I liked him. He was employed.
The bad doctor on the comments board says, a buddy of mine in college had a small snake, so I had the snake in my coat pocket when we went out to the local. I let him come out to say hello to people. Well, when the local closed, we left. I forgot I had the snake in my pocket. We went for drinks at the booby bar and then went to a White Castle. By the time we got back to the dorm, he said, hey, where's Chester? I examined my coat pockets and couldn't find him, so we went back to the castle, then the booby bar, inquiring about the snake. Finally, we got back to the dorm, sat down, and smoked. I felt a movement in the small of my back, and Chester had found a small hole in my coat pocket and squirmed into the lining. Went partying with us all night long and was returned to his terrarium after having been lost.
What a fun night.
Chester the baby snake!
I wish that could be my night tonight. That sounds fun. I'm in the mood to party. Good story, bad doctor.
Oh my God. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Taking snake stories?
Yes, yeah. Please, let's hear it.
I'm sorry?
I said yes, let's hear yours.
My friend, I just about the how common poisonous snakes are not too far from here, northwestern New Jersey and the Poconos. One of my good friends was out on a hike, and his dog got bitten by a rattlesnake. And it was on a Sunday, and he couldn't find an animal doctor. And his dog passed away.
Oh, my God, that's so sad.
That's so sad.
It is. It's horrible.
That's a horrible story.
But people don't realize how common they are and how nearby. You don't have to go out to the Rocky Mountains to find them.
What a buzzkill of a story.
Yeah, way to bring the vibe down.
All right, buzzkill. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good one.
201-209-9368. We're taking your snake stories tonight on Shut Up Weirdo.
Everyone likes Chester the party snake.
Yeah, I do too. He was a party animal.
That's a funny joke, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you. I liked it as well. I did like
that. I'm putting Chester the party snake on the list.
Okay, good. Someone on who wins the show will win a free t-shirt if we
eventually
ever get them done. What are we going to do about that, dude?
I don't know. We got to come up with an idea.
Oh.
Hi, you're...
No, you're not.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you girls doing today?
What's up? Yo, what's up?
Yeah, back in grammar school, we had show and tell, so I decided to bring my snake in for show and tell. And when the teacher asked us to bring out your stuff that you wanted to show, I went to the locker room, coat closet, to get my snake out, and it was gone, so I had no idea where it was. And then, you know, I can't lie to you guys. You're the best thing on radio, and I have no snake story. I just wanted to talk to you and say you're the best thing on radio, and I love you guys. I listen to you every Friday, and I just wanted to be part of the gang and say I had a story, but I really don't have one. But I love you guys, and you're the best. I just wanted to say hello, and, you know, you're the greatest.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate your...
lie into honesty.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a good one. Welcome to the gang.
Thank you.
And have a good weekend.
You too.
That was nice.
That was nice.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frangry. Hey, Michelle.
It's Franny.
Most importantly, hello all the WFMU listeners out there.
Wow, you're so formal.
Who is this?
Oh, no. My name's Kevin Slevin. You know me.
Hi, Kevin Slevin.
Mm-hmm. Snake stories, right?
Yep.
So how many times I've had to deal with this question of if you had to do it with any animal, I think the safest answer is a snake. It's like a reptilian living fleshlight.
Can you say that?
I don't know.
I think I can. I thought about this.
Okay. Let's not explain why you can say it. How does that sound?
What?
We shouldn't talk about it.
So, did you call to tell us that you've had sex with a snake?
I can say sex? All right. Yeah, I, no, did not. But it's the question is, people ask, if you had to do
but
it
that's
with
not
another animal,
the topic.
What would you do?
And we've and already think, had that topic.
We once had a topic, what animal would you marry?
And ride.
Would you
what
marry?
Animal would you ride, right?
That's a whole other...
Yeah,
in
that's
the,
different
in the,
than sex.
Kill blank, marry, you know.
Yeah.
I think for marrying...
No, we're not asking... No, that's off not topic. Tonight's topic.
Off topic. Off topic.
Oh, sorry.
But maybe right, another well, day we'll do what animal would you F, marry, kill.
Yeah.
But
okay, buddy. It's weird that you want to have sex with snakes, but good luck.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
No teeth.
Oh, God.
It's not that weird. I'd rather have sex with a snake than, like, a dolphin. Dolphins are perverts. What are you laughing at?
That was weird.
Slevin. He's a true weirdo.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, is it Snake Stories?
It is.
Oh, God. Okay, I have one for you guys. When I was little, my older brother had, like, a pet garden snake or whatever they're called. I'm deathly afraid of snakes, so I stay away from them. But it got loose in the house, and we literally could not find it for the longest time. After like a week, we've just accepted that it probably crawled into a wall and died. Well, lo and behold, one night we're eating dinner, and we smell something really foul in the kitchen, like smoky and being burnt. And the snake crawled into the light fixture in the ceiling, died, and then got cooked. So we had to unscrew it and take out a dead snake.
Really?
It was disgusting.
Ew.
That's a good one. I like that story. What's your name?
My name's Mark. I'm from Roselle Park, New Jersey.
All right, Mark. Thanks for calling. That's a good story.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
A good topic.
This thing is so itchy.
Don't scratch it. It'll leave a scar for the rest of your life.
I like scars.
Emotional or physical?
Physical. I have a lot.
I have a lot of both.
I have 9.
Which other? You have your abdomen? Your shoulder.
I have 6 for my shoulder.
Oh. I didn't realize you had 6 for your shoulder. Your... What other ones?
One here from Barbara's birthday party.
That year with the open bar last year?
Yeah.
Oh, I did terrible things at that party. I did terrible things at that party.
So did I.
Oh my God. That was wild. I don't need to be around an open bar. I don't need to be within 50 feet of an open bar.
It was
bar.
So fun, though. 201-209-9368. Snake stories!
Wait, what? How'd you get that scar at Barbara's party?
We don't know what happened. Shruti just remembers me telling Viraj, look, I have a hole in my finger, and my finger was, like, gushing blood.
I remember waving to you and Shruti and getting in, like, a cab and being like...
I don't remember any of it. Ugh. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
You gotta turn your radio down.
She's amateur.
Sorry.
That's okay. Do you have a snake story?
Yeah, I do have a snake story.
All right, let's hear it.
So, two of my friends came up to Highland Lakes, and that's in northwest New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And we had a aluminum rowboat hanging out in the backyard. So we brought it down to the lake, and then when we got down to the lake, we were kind of like getting close to the lake there, and then there was like a small snake that came out in the boat, and we said, all right, what's that? So we turned it over, and the snake came out, and then they went out into the lake, two of my friends there, and they're hanging out in the lake for a little while, like rowing around. And then all of a sudden, they start seeing like snakes come out into the boat. And they're just like coming out and like tons of snakes. Like it was a whole nest in underneath of the seats.
Oh, like in the, and you're stuck on the boat?
The corner, it's two like 25-year-old guys. And they're coming in. They start walking to the corner of the boat. And the boat starts just, like, sinking into the water. And they basically capsize the boat. And then all of a sudden, these, like, 13-year-old girls show up in a rowboat. And they say to them, what's going on? What's going on? And they start screaming. They go, snakes! Snakes! Oh, my God! Snakes!
And then what?
Then the girls pulled them out, and they didn't really know what was going on.
Of course the girls saved them.
That's right. 13-year-old girls saving 25-year-old man children.
Yeah, that was pretty much what happened.
What's your name, buddy?
My name's John.
John with an H?
Yes, with an H.
I hope so.
John with an H, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
I love how you said Monmouth. That's how I always thought you should pronounce it anyway.
Yeah, it was fun saying it wrong, because I knew people were going to get mad.
People are so sensitive.
Good for you.
All right, listen at the end of the hour.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
What's more deadly, venomous snakes or open bars?
Depends who's playing. I wish we had an open bar party tonight. I had a rough week. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going, girls?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so I live in Northern California, and I have to pass this lake every day to get to work. I see them all rattlesnakes. I see them all the time at work, and we don't kill them anymore, actually. We just put them in a bucket and put another bucket on top of that one and then release. But anyway, the story I had to tell was kind of a sad one. It's like a recreational area that I passed, and it says, Lake Sonoma drownings this year, 0. Don't be the first. And then when somebody drowns, they have it 1, and they'll be the next. So a couple of years ago, it had a 1 on it, and what had happened was a kid was being towed by a boat. There's all these boats that go out there, so they're, tubing. And I guess the line broke, and the kid got washed up the shore. Thought they were safe, and just got, like, mauled by baby rattlesnakes. Like, ended up washed into a nest. And,
no.
Like, yeah. This guy's,
I'm never going swimming in a lake again.
He didn't get bit in the lake. He got bit on the shore.
Oh.
On the shore. But apparently they swim. Rattlesnakes swim.
Rattlesnakes are amazing animals.
Yeah. But the babies are more dangerous. You know that, right? Because they can they don't control their venom the way that adults can.
Oh, cool. Like how kids can't control their rage.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Same.
So, sad stuff. Rattlesnake death.
That's a good story. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve. Good story. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Cheers.
That's a crazy story. Baby rattlesnakes attacking you. That's like weird Game of Thrones. It's crazy. What?
Not a good way to go.
No. Kind of cool, though. I mean, if you're going to go.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. Snake stories. Well, first off, scars. Scars are tattoos.
No, we're not talking about scars. No, stop changing our topic.
Off topic. Okay. Off topic.
I just wanted to say that, though.
No one was listening. Nobody's listening.
Nope.
Snake stories. Okay. When I was a kid, I had an Eastern milk snake. I love snakes. I grew up with them. I catch a lot. We used to round up rattlesnakes every year. Friend of mine still does. I got bit twice. Anyway, I had this milk snake, and she got to be about 34 inches long. And every day, well, every summer, she would ride on a bicycle handlebars. Now I'm old. I'm like 60 years old. So we had those high-rise handlebars.
Oh, yeah, those
and this
are
snake
cool.
would curl all around the handlebars. And then in the winter, first winter, I let her go. And in the spring, she came back. She was about 4 inches longer.
What?
Yeah, and it was...
She loved you!
Right, it was right in my yard, so she must have probably...
That's cute.
Hung out there. Yeah, it was... she was an awesome snake. She was... If you look up a milk snake, you'll see they're really beautiful.
She loved you.
What color are they?
We used to just chase snakes all over the place, catch as many as we could. And then we got up to the poisonous ones, and that was even more fun because there's an element of danger with them. But that's what I got. I got a ton of them.
It's a good one. Thanks for calling, buddy.
You're welcome. Have fun.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
You got a story?
Yeah, I got a real snake story.
All right, let's hear it.
Years ago, when I was living and working in Asia, I was living briefly for a while in Macau, which is near Hong Kong. And one morning, I was going down to get the jet ferry to Hong Kong. And I went, and it was the real hot part of the year. And it starts to get drier. So anyway, I'm walking down this hill, and I see there's like a sewer grate near the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it, and I see something that looks like a bicycle tire was wedged into the sewer grate. You know, those little circles or, you know, square things they have.
Yes, we know what a sewer grate is.
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, why would somebody stuff a bike tire into a sewer grate? This doesn't sound right. That's about 30 feet away. So I get closer to it, and it wasn't a bike tire. It was a king cobra, recently deceased, because I saw a chunk of cement that somebody had smashed it with. And I, you know, and its hood was kind of out. And I thought, man, if I had been here about 30 minutes earlier, that thing would have, you know, I could have encountered it. What would I have done? But it was a real king cobra, and I had never seen one in the wild before. That was kind of scary. Made you think, what if, what if?
All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Have a good one.
You too.
Those are scary.
What if? It makes you think, what if?
You're a bitch.
That was just funny.
He lost us the moment he was like, when I was living in Asia.
In Macau. And I went downstairs to take the ferry tube. I just thought, what if? What if?
You're such a bitch.
I'm not a bitch. You're a bitch.
I'm not a bitch. You're a bitch.
I'm not a bitch.
You're a slut.
Not really. Not really right now. Not really right now. What? What?
Please don't get pregnant by your new boyfriend. Hipster girls never make good mothers.
You're not a hipster.
I'm not a hipster at all.
You're so not a hipster.
I'm normal.
No.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not normal.
I'm normal. I'm more normal than not.
I'm more normal than you.
Are you out of your mind?
When I was saying it, I realized.
No.
Crazy, but you're not normal.
But I'm more normal than you're more, not normal.
Okay, you're closer to normal than to a hipster, but you're not normal. What if you were normal? What if?
I guess maybe I'll spend the summer in Asia.
What if you were a hipster in Asia? What if?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, hello. I have a snake story.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so I was working at this government installation place in the summertime, between, like, college semesters and stuff. And I, a dude comes one day, and he's got a bag full of rattlesnakes.
Yeah, sounds terrible.
And he says, I got to release these up in the government woods, all this and that. And he says, got to find other poisonous snakes, because that's where they live. All the poisonous snakes were put together. This is in New Jersey, so there's, like, copperheads and timber rattlesnakes.
This is boring. Mm-hmm. Get to the good part.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Get so there faster.
Faster. We need a punchline.
What's that?
Nothing. Just keep going. But
okay, sorry. So we gotta go hike out through the woods, like the beach woods, right? They blow up all these bombs and stuff. And we gotta go looking through every nook and cranny and under rocks and in little pine cages and all, like, poking our heads in there looking for poisonous snakes.
And then what happened?
And then we go and we're walking a whole bunch of us.
But then what happened?
The one dude's like, oh, look behind you. And he turns around right behind his head on a tree branch. There's a copperhead sitting there, like right, like next to his face. So then, okay, so we all back away. And then the rattlesnake bag dude, we're all standing around in a circle. He takes the whole bag of rattlesnakes and just opens it up and dumps them right out at our feet.
Why?
Well, that's, he found where there's other poisonous snakes. And the rattlesnakes just sort of just, like, go away a little by little, and they just take off. And that was it. And they were
because
harmless.
The copperhead was there?
There was a copperhead on a tree branch.
And
then we had a bag of rattlers.
I'm so confused.
Rattlers.
Good times.
A bag of rattlers.
Good times. What if?
What if?
All right, have a good one.
A bag of rattlers. What if? 201-209-9368. Something just got an eye roll from Franny on the comments board. What was it?
Just Ted says, who is more hipster, Frankie or Michelle?
Ugh, I hate to say it, but it's me, right?
Yeah, it's totally you. And Christian says Frangry is much more hipster. Like, you, what are you even talking about? Who the hell is Christian?
I love that name. Did you know that?
No.
I love
that name. I didn't know that.
I love that name. Why do you keep snorting all gross into the mic?
Because I've been sick. It's still not gone.
Ugh, I can hear it. I can hear it. It's disgusting.
I know. I can't
believe. You swallowing it?
Yeah.
You're just like snorting it and then swallowing it.
I swallow. I'm not a spitter.
Every time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you every time.
Every time. I don't like spitting.
I like both. It's funny sometimes.
It's funny to spit. You spit back on the dude.
Sometimes.
Was it? What was it? What was your new post-sex line?
Never leave empty-handed.
No, no, you were going to point at them and go, sucks
for you!
Sucks to be you!
Sucks to be you!
It's so good!
It's so good.
Oh, now Mr. Johnny has it right. He says, Franny is more of a one percenter bitch than a hipster. That's true.
But you're liberal.
Yeah, but I'm like snotty liberal. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, Franny? What's up, Michelle?
What's up, bro?
What's up?
I missed when you switched from Frangry to Franny.
It was about a month and a half ago when she got her boyfriend.
okay.
I'm a lady now.
So, kept woman. What animal would you marry, right?
No!
No?
It's snake stories.
Snake stories. Okay. For goodness sake, one time I baked a cake that looked like Jake the Snake.
Is this guy freestyling?
The wrestler? Jake the Snake the wrestler?
Jake the Snake Roberts. He had a really hard life.
I know. I saw Beyond the Mat. Mankind's my favorite wrestler. Who's yours?
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Mankind.
Oh, me too. I read his book.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, autobiography. I'll read it. Who's your favorite?
Have a nice day!
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, that makes sense. Makes sense. What are you laughing at now?
Robin says, Michelle is more Hong Kong, Frangry is more Macau.
Robin's funny. Mankind's the one with the sock puppet. If you've never seen Beyond the Mat, do yourself a favor. I was just talking to somebody about this.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight. Is it on Netflix?
It's so good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
You will cry a lot.
Hey,
I love crying.
Hi, Frangry.
Hi, it's Franny.
So I'm leaving work one day. It's a cooler time of the year, and there's a little snake about the size of a pencil lying on the ground.
Aww.
Like so cold that he just let me pick him up. He was like not frozen stiff, but very cold. So I took him home and thought I'd make him a pet. I had an old fish tank, and I put him in there. And then I started to find out what you need to do to take care of a snake. And you have to buy little tiny frozen mice to feed them.
You can't give them like crickets?
No. Well, they told me frozen mice. They call them pinkies.
Aww.
Oh.
Little babies.
Pet shop and get a little block of frozen mice.
That's disgusting.
That's so sad.
Itty bitty. And I had to take them home and thaw them out. And I'm trying to figure out what cup and what bowl am I never going to use again to put them in the warm water. And then I fed them. And you'd feed them like once or twice a week, and then they wanted nothing to do with you. They're the worst pets ever.
Well, they're snakes. They don't cuddle.
Yeah,
what kind of pet? So I gave it away, and this guy gave it to his daughter, and he sent me a picture like a year later. The thing was almost 3 feet long.
That's funny.
Yep.
Man, how fast babies grow.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, have a good one.
You too.
There's a weird light coming from the parking lot.
Yo, you're on the radio. No, it's just like, you know, the storm. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
You two are really great together, I'm telling you.
Thanks.
Damn, your voice is cool.
Oh, you like it, yeah? Gee, everybody else hates it.
I'm into it,
really,
too.
I'm loving it.
Are you loving it?
Michelle, hell, contain yeah. yourself.
Cool. How are you, baby?
Okay.
Don't push it, you creepazoid.
No, I'm not either. I'm not a creepazoid. Now, listen, I got a snake story. You want to hear it or not?
All right, let's hear it. I like you. You're funny.
You want to hear it or not?
I'm funny looking, too. So, anyway, I used to live on a piece of property. We had a little house on the prairie, we called it, because we were sort of out in the middle of nowhere. It was in New Jersey. I was in Morganville, New Jersey, actually. I don't know if you know where that's at, but...
Nope.
Anyway, so we had 10 acres with the property, with the house. So it was pretty cool, and there was all, like, woods and everything. So anyway, there were a few houses close together, and then it was all woods all around and, lots of woods behind. I don't know how many acres.
I like lots of woods. So
lots
where's the
woods,
snake?
Joe?
I bet you do.
Yeah, but I'm pumped for Mewtwo probably if I ever saw your picture. So
oh, my God.
Damn.
Anyway, so I had to go down in the basement. We had a Bilco door. You know what that is. You know those two doors that you open up to go.
Yeah.
Then there's a stairs mm-hmm. to go down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we start going down. A neighborhood kid was over poking around, whatever, I don't know, around that daughter. So that's why he was over by there. So anyway, he was there when I opened the door. So we looked down. Well, I looked down because there's block work that it sits on, but they never covered the top of the
Where's
block.
Where's the snake?
So the blocks were holes.
Keep
and you look
going.
Down. Down in there was a snake. So the kid's like, look, a snake. I said, oh, great, a snake. Just what I need, a snake. So I had to become Donald the pet, the snake wrangler. So I said, well, we got to get this thing out of there because I have two young girls. So I know that's why you're hanging around the yard anyway there, Sparky. And I had to become Mr. Snake Wrangler. So I said, now, what can I do? I
got oh, my God.
So I had to think quick. I ran the house, got a coat hanger. Put a hook on the end. I had an old piece of pole there. Wound it around the pole. Next thing you know, I'm fishing this snake out of these blocks.
I hope we caught the
lifting
snake
up real easy,
tells
lifting
the story.
It up. Sort of like catching crabs when you use the line. And
oh,
you know.
My God. Okay, then what?
Then I took him out. The kid wanted him because he always has snakes or whatever.
Oh, Sparky.
So he's like, oh, can I have him? I says, I don't know if it's poisonous. No, I think it's... Hey, take them. I don't have to worry about it now because I didn't know what the hell I was going to do with it.
Yeah, got it. You.
So
all right.
So he took it next door.
It's not over
he
yet.
He had a fish tank and all. He
How
put it in there.
How is the story still going?
Oh, you want me to stop?
Yeah.
That's just so long.
It's not over. So then his mother told me he couldn't have it. He come back over. He said, Donald, I can't have it. We went in the woods and released it.
Oh, fascinating ending there.
Donald,
you released it. You
Donald.
Made us wait for that punchline?
Donald.
Oh, come on. I'm sorry. You didn't say there was
You're
a time
You're lucky
limit.
You have a good voice or you would have gotten hung up on.
Yeah, for show.
Oh, damn. You two crack me up. I love you guys. Are so cool.
Thank
All right,
you.
Buddy.
Funny as hell.
Have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
All right, you too. Bye now.
Bye.
Yo, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's the question of...
Don't have time for that.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle at 1L.
Hi.
I have a snake story. It's not a happy snake story, but it's a true snake story.
Is it a fast snake story?
Just make it quick.
All right, make it quick. I'm like the last guy. Riding across the country. I'm in New Mexico. All right, I'm riding down this hill, and there's a rattlesnake, and I accidentally ran the thing over as it tried to lunge out and bite me. It put a hole in my front tire. Tire went flat. I freaked out because the rattlesnake started wrapping around my spokes. Little pieces of rattlesnake were flying up.
Cool.
It hit me in the face. And I freaked out because it, like, was on me. And I wiped out. And I got all banged up. And then I felt really, really bad because I like rattlesnakes. So, you know, I recovered and we kept riding across the country. Then we were in Arizona. There's a rattlesnake museum. And I made a $250 donation.
I want to go to a rattlesnake museum. That
I
sounds awesome.
I love the end of that story.
Yeah, what's your name? That's a good one.
It's Santo.
Santo, you always have killer
Damn
stories,
Damn it, we owe
dude.
Him a shirt, too.
Yes, you do. I okay. owe you some vegetables for my garden, too.
Oh, yeah. You're on the list, Santo.
All right, very cool. Thank you.
Have a good one.
That guy has a cool, fun life.
He probably gets laid a lot.
He's probably married.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Maybe you don't get laid at all.
Hey, Brian, Michelle, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You looking for snake stories, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this one time I came across the boa constrictor.
Did you just put on a fake accent?
I turned the arm into a snake and I grabbed it right by the back of the head.
Michelle's hitting the mic because really she wants to hit you.
Well, you hung up on me before, so I had to come back with something more of a...
And you thought that the way to go was a fake Australian accent?
Yes, it was fake. You guys just hung up on me, so you didn't have time for me, so I'm trying to, like, get on the radio, you know?
Well, you called and asked what the topic was.
Wait, what's up?
What, you called and asked what the topic was. We didn't have time for that.
Well, that's why I tuned into the radio.
We don't have time for fake accents either. Ugh. Hi, you're on the radio.
That guy's funny.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So, my name is Fletcher, by the way.
Wait, are you Fletcher from the comments board?
We're going to talk about snakes, right?
Yeah. What? You Fletcher from the comments board?
No, I'm not.
Oh, there's a Fletcher on the comments.
Are we on speakerphone?
Yeah, are we on speakerphone?
I'm in a car, so it's sort of like, you are a speakerphone in a way.
All right, tell the story. Tell the damn story.
So I'm kind of like the kid, like, in college that had all the snakes and was kind of a weirdo.
Was?
Well, my favorite snake story, so I have a lot of them, but my favorite snake story was I used to bartend on Sullivan Street in the city, a place called
New York
Bar,
City.
And one day, it was like during the day, it was also a coffee shop. One day, all these police cars come charging up the street. And,
oh my god, like faster!
Four doors down.
Faster, Fletcher, faster!
Faster, faster, okay. Then comes a cop on horseback. And, I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? Because they found a snake at the sushi restaurant.
Ew.
And I'm like, oh, I love snakes. Let me go check it out. And they're like, really? You want to check it out? And so I go in there. And there's a whole bunch of cops standing around, their hands on their gun. There's like a little snake in the middle of the restaurant.
This is so stupid.
And I recognize it as totally, like, not harmless. It was a Scarlet King snake. It's a beautiful snake. And I'm like, oh, wow, can I have it? They're like, you want it? I was like, yeah. So I pick up the snake, and then the cops just leave. That's the whole story.
I like that it was a bunch of cops staring at a snake with their guns.
Yeah, that's funny with their guns in a sushi restaurant.
They had no idea, but like, once I took responsibility, they're like, we're out of here, bye.
All right, have a good one.
That's a good story.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. I like that story.
Did that guy say New York City? It's in New York?
No, he said in the city. You know how people call New York City the city?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Like it's the only goddamn city in the world.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Franny. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
You have one minute.
Like
the other two.
Yeah, you have 1 minute.
Yeah, so growing up, cat, indoor, outdoor cat brings a snake home, freaks my mother out, drops it on the kitchen floor, thinks it's dead. Goes to the neighbor to come back and pick it up for her. Snake is gone. 3 weeks later, my little sister, she's about 5 at the time, is playing in her toy box in her room. Goes in, I guess, to get some of her toys. The snake bites her right on the neck.
No.
Right, like right where your necklace would hang, like where your chest and your neck kind of come together. She goes walking into the kitchen. She doesn't know what to do. My mom takes the snake off my sister and smashes it on the floor.
Oh.
So I guess for the few weeks that it was in the toy box, it started to shed its skin. So its eyes were all glazed over white. And from that point on, my mother ran my sister to the hospital and told her she got bit by a snake with rabies, which I don't even think snakes can get.
Your sister's probably terrified of snakes now.
Yeah.
That is scary.
That's my story.
That's a good one. Thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one.
You too, bye.
You want to do one more? That's all we got time for. Are we done?
One more. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey,
make it quick.
When I was a kid, we used to have this place called the Mini Glen. We used to dig bike jumps. And the biggest jump, it's called Coffin
Ball. This isn't quick.
And you had to jump over big pit, bushes, trash, all kinds of stuff. One of my friends fell into it one day, and he got out. There's a little snake attached to his sock. And being attacked him with sticks.
Clunk him like a wind tunnel?
Leg until the snake eventually came up.
All right, bye.
No one won.
I think Chester the party snake should win.
I don't think anyone should win.
What about the snake nest on the boat?
Oh, yeah, that should win.
John, you're the winner. Email us your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah. He's wearing like a striped shirt with a collar and a blazer, like
so do I.
So do I.
So do I.
How many people do you think are gonna turn their radios off?
All of them!
Any other guy. Just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. So do I. Do I.
You should see the studio, girl.
So do I.
How many people do you think are gonna turn their radios
get beat up?
I think there's blame on both sides.
Needs to get beat up.
Needs to get beat up.
There's blame on both sides.
Needs to get beat up.
Needs to get beat up.
There's blame on both sides.
Needs to get beat up.
Needs to get beat up.
That defense needs to get beat up.
Needs to get beat up.
Needs to get beat up.
Should get beat up.
I think there's blame on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he did.
Shaka-laka
shot. Steve, what's up, girl? Oh my God, Michelle! Hi, you're on the radio.
Shaka laka shaka 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 shaka. No, I'm never gonna remember.
Billy Jam mix situation.
It's perfect. There. You're welcome, Billy Jam. Hi.
Oh, this what we doing to him? Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna do it like this. Check it out. Look, nigga. Smoking blunts and chilling. Yeah. My enemies beyond me move smooth as a villain. Fuck niggas claiming they be with it, but be acting like some bitches. We plotting on getting riches. There's nothing to give them stitches. Yeah. All I do is kick it. Yeah. Stalking gang women. Hey. Walk the same limits. It's all the same, nigga. I ain't never gonna change regardless of fame, nigga. This bitch is for lame niggas. I can't even blame niggas. You was taught that. If it ain't about some money, I won't call back. I need the show fee with interest, weed and all that. We was outside waiting, we was all strapped. Ready for whatever, I'm gonna fall back. Had a similar to the sniffs, they gon' call back. My whole team hard as sniffs, up, we all snap. We the ones they gon' remember, if we don't call back. It's us again, we get a mention, what you call that? We was riding through the burns in the bucket. Everything was good, so we heard the stuff. But it was nothing, the music was still bumping. We turning it up like the cuffs crazy and niggas love it. We was riding through the birds in the buses. Everything was good until we hanging dry busting. but it was nothing. The music was still bumping. We turning it up. The cops look crazy and niggas love it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I ain't never done no shit that I regret. No, I'm always so for sure and I demand my respect. Yeah. Niggas always trying to flex. They ain't never seen a check. I'm just talking shit. Niggas yet to see the best. Hey. I represent the West, considering nigga blessed. The far left. Hey. You know we ain't smoking if it's some stress. I handle it. I'm hot and stay burning like a candle wick. Yeah. Blessed by some veterans, destined to keep the candle lit. Riding with assassins, if he's out fun, if he's always down the open in the truck, shit nasty, bitch. Hey. You want if he met his if this my girl, know my password to Twitter, so don't at me. If he's a reaction quick, get out your ass in traffic. Trick what's happening, it's nothing, tell them niggas get cracking it. Shake it out of me, it's nothing really acting, man. Really with the business for niggas thinking I'm rapping, fam.
We was riding through the birds and the buses. Yeah. Everything was good, so we heard it was busting. But it was nothing, the music was still bumping. We turning it up, the cops look crazy and niggas love it. We was riding through the birds and the buses. Everything was good until we heard niggas busting. But it was nothing, the music was still bumping. We turning it up, the cops look crazy and niggas love it.
Stealing all our lighters,
ghost writers.
Collecting our one-nighters,
ghost writers.
Floating by the ciphers,
ghost writers.
The paperwork is tied up,
ghost writers.
Haunting all the people,
ghost writers.
Altered by an ego,
ghost writers.
Living in the people,
ghost. Right.
I figured you come tighter, you're a ghost.
Right.
Hiding just to spite us.
Ghost. Right.
We love you, man. Keep lying.
1974 from outdoor eyesight. Pour the green liquid. Ring them gold sheets of denim. The heart pump the green fluid that ooze malnutrients into a pink brain set to cruise. Absent-mindedly swiping vistas with nothing to lose. Some cheap booze, a few chicks, mostly dudes. I wasn't even in the mood, plus the feeling was rude. I put the car set to cruise and turned on some grooves.
Lo and behold, look who it is, your favorite rapper. His jaws clenched in a Xanax glove. Your favorite rapper. His heart is scrolling to and fro. Your favorite rapper. He's focused on the blurry blur. Your favorite rapper. He's feeling numb, dressed dapper dumb. Your favorite rapper. He's fashioned by some unseen hands. Your favorite rapper. He's begat by some secret plans. Your favorite rapper. Prayed on by his adorning fans. Your favorite rapper. We zinc through his adornments, man.
Your favorite rapper.
A mansion mazing with implausible adjoinments.
Your favorite rapper.
He's flossing in a peripheral sanity.
Your favorite rapper.
He's a chauvinist with feminine vanity.
Your favorite rapper.
He's puffing out his tattoo chest.
Man, look at your favorite rapper.
He's towering his arrogance.
Man, look at your favorite rapper.
Monetizing intelligence.
Your favorite rapper.
All while narrowing our elements.
Your favorite rapper.
Parodying our sufferings.
Your favorite rapper.
All for pittance like a pensum bitch.
So that's your favorite rapper.
And he's the best.
You can't say that to me. I don't play that. I'm free. My thoughts think for themselves. Nah, you can't say that to me. I don't play that. I'm G. My thoughts think for themselves.
2017.
Computers, processors, motion sensors, drone vendors.
I am floating towards
no splendors.
There are too many
rich pretenders.
I'm signing my life on
high cost lenders.
Pushing my pulse up.
Gender bending.
2064.
Stolen by armies.
Defenders.
Your feast has ended.
Aggressors.
No pigs in Paris.
transgressions.
Paper tiger stretch out.
Credit cards.
We don't need no riddles speaking prophets.
Come across.